Code is computer programming language. For anyone not familiar with code, it's gobbledygook, a bunch of letters and symbols mashed together in a confusing jumble. For those who know that language, though, it makes perfect sense. And like any new language, learning it means starting with the basics. Johanna Collins is one of the instructors for Ketchikan's Hour of Code event.
And the goal is to expose students to coding during this 1 week in December. And it's happening all over the world in 185 countries in 45 languages, and they're reaching, thousands of students.
It's a global movement funded in part by technology companies. They need future employees, after all. The nonprofit group organizing it is Code.org, founded by brothers Ali and Hadi Partovi.
They started Code.org to get students involved in coding because there's so many coding jobs that are open that are not being filled, especially in the United States. So Google and Disney and Amazon and Microsoft are all contributing to Code.org to get kids exposed to coding so that they can get interested and get enthused and maybe go in to do jobs in those fields.
Jefferson Berry may well be a future professional coder. The 12-year-old helped program his Lego robotics team project, participated in Hour of Code previously, and helped Collins teach some of this year's Hour of Code. Jefferson says Hour of Code's website offers activities with different levels so kids can build skills at their own pace.
And they have different programming languages, like they have the simple block coding, and then it goes all the way up to, like, you can learn how to program Python.
Python is more advanced coding, which Jefferson already is working through. He says he enjoys programming and has created some of his own games.
So right now, Owen, you know that you're moving
forward.
One.
Turn.
You're moving two forward, right? And then what do you do?
Turn.
You turn left, and then
Collins is working with Owen, a beginning coder, learning basic block code.
So he needs to move this character from here over to the blue block, and when he gets to the blue block, he needs to light up the block, and that ends that sequence that he's working on. And he can keep trying it as many times as he wants.
The block code program looks like a computer game, so it's fun. Collins says it also puts students on the path toward more complicated coding, where Jefferson is now. Collins says basic block coding games teach algorithms, sequencing, and logic.
It's very exciting to watch the students, and every student that we've had so far, they sit down and they're immediately engaged.
Collins says the program focuses on encouraging girls and minorities to learn coding. The Ketchikan event offers a Wonder Woman session specifically for girls, in addition to mixed gender groups. One girl in this class is working through another block code program. She was reluctant to talk for the radio, but said I could watch and record while teacher Lori Ortez helped her work through a puzzle.
And how do you try out your code?
Just like that. See? It's supposed to go like that.
Okay, so far you got stuck there.
Together, they figured out how to get the code unstuck so the girl's character could collect all the stars and finish the game. Ortez is a Lego robotics team coach and says she, too, has a goal of encouraging girls to learn programming. She says she recently reflected on the robotic team's roles.
Even though I was championing girls as coders, I had developed a team that had girls as the public speaker, writer, researchers, and the boys who were the programmers. And I thought, I want to adjust that.
Early learning also is key. Collins recently attended a class on Code.org's curriculum for kindergarten through fifth grade. She says the Ketchikan School District's Fast Track Homeschool Program hopes to start that next semester. In the meantime, students anywhere with an internet connection can log on to Code.org, play some games, solve a few puzzles, and learn a little code.
There you go. Good job. Got it. Did it.
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.